With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. During a news conference today, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says El Salvador's offer to jail violent Americans is unprecedented.
Obviously, we'll have to study it on our end. There are obviously legalities involved. We have a constitution. We have all sorts of things. But it's a very generous offer. No one's ever made an offer like that. And to outsource at a fraction of the cost, at least some of the most dangerous and violent criminals that we have in the United States. But obviously the administration will have to make a decision. I raised it yesterday because it's an incredible offer and an unprecedented one.
Rubio received the offer from El Salvadorian President Nayib Bukele. Rubio spoke at a news conference in San Jose with Costa Rican President Rodrigo Chavez. He discussed immigration with Chavez, a Trump administration priority. The Senate Finance Committee has approved the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Bob Agnew reports.
As expected, the vote was tight.
14-13, the nomination is reported favorably.
In the end, GOP senators rallied around the president's controversial nominee, despite warnings from Democrats RFK Jr. would go wild at HHS. Republican Tom Tillis.
I hope he does. I hope he goes wild and actually finds a way to reduce the cost of health care.
Kennedy's nomination now proceeds to the full Senate. Bob Agnew reporting.
Tulsi Gabbard, President Trump's pick to be Director of National Intelligence, has moved a step closer to Senate confirmation. The Senate Intelligence Committee voted behind closed doors Tuesday to advance Gabbard's nomination to the full Senate for a vote. Gabbard faced serious questions about her past public statements sympathetic to Russia and her past support for government leaker Edward Snowden. This is SRN News. Montana kills a bill that would have ended the clergy penitent privilege.
The measure would have required that all pastors report instances of child abuse to the authorities, even if the person who confessed did so in counseling or the confessional under the belief that what he said would be sealed. Pastors who violated the proposed law could have been sentenced to 5 years in prison. The Montana State Senate faced a lot of opposition to the legislation and finally decided to table it, a move that ends its consideration this session. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A government memo aimed at implementing President Trump's order rolling back promotion of transgenderism is rippling through the federal government. Agencies are moving quickly to strip gender ideology from websites, contracts, and emails. The Office of Personnel Management directed agency heads to have staff remove pronouns from their government emails, disband employee resource groups, and terminate contracts related to transgenderism. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Calm return to Wall Street and tech stocks led U.S. indexes broadly higher. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% a day after swinging sharply on worries that President Trump's tariffs could spark a trade war that would hurt economies around the world. The Dow rose 0.3% and the NASDAQ composite climbed 1.4%. President Trump has agreed to delay tariffs on Canada and Mexico for a month, but is pressing ahead against China, which announced retaliatory tariffs. Palantir Technologies helped lead the S&P 500 following a strong profit report. The Dow was up 134 points today to close at 44,556. The NASDAQ gained 262 to 19,654. The S&P 500 added 43 points to 6037. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.